Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan here, February the 23rd, 24th? Can't remember now. That's because I'm currently in Edinburgh and it's been a bit of a hectic morning for me. I'm now walking along Princes Street and it is absolutely stunning. And I've just been listening to Glenn Charnock, and relating on one of his boos regarding certain things, and he was the sounds of Glasgow basically, and so I'm trying to give you a little sounds off Edinburgh. I hope you'll pick up some of the background. There's not too much. I have my little muffler on, not me, well I do, but the phone has as well, to try and cut out some extraneous noises. So yes, I'm just walking eastward along Princes Street back to get the CityLink coach. And being careful at a junction here, I think, yeah, I just about got myself run over. You shouldn't talk on mobile phones. I think you'll have heard that, and that wasn't for me. That was for two young guys who just about got completely and absolutely flattened by a double-decker bus. So, I'll pause just now. Okay, so we made it safe across the junction, and I'm back into sunshine. I was in the dark shadow there of Scott's Monument, and as I said, looking along now to the hotels and to Calton Hill Monument at the very top, which is a great feature on the skyline. I think I tweeted a photograph of that earlier on, and now we're approaching the Waverley Centre, Waverley Station. And you might be able to hear, there's drums in the background somewhere, I don't know where they're coming from. But the pipers are out in force with their spurns taped open with a wee bit of Velcro, so they can continue playing while people pop the wee bobbies into their pouch. It's a nice touch that, to get a few bobbies in your pouch. Anyway, just a little general boo, and while I've had some time this morning, I've actually been listening to a lot of boos. I came in the CityLink bus, as I said, so I had the chance to listen to a lot of stuff there. I've been listening to Simon SM2N, to Paul Omani, Omani Blog, to Sarah, it's S-A-I-R, Sarah. Who else? As I said, Ken, who is Glenn Charnock, Nick Holloway Vox, and I'm very sorry to hear. I just got something on Twitter last night before I went to bed. I wasn't really on Twitter much yesterday at all, about Nick giving up Twitter. And so I was listening to Nick's boo on the way in, and I was quite shocked. Well, I wasn't shocked that he was giving it up. He just seemed such a media-rich guy. And he's obviously taken to audio boo more than he has Twitter. And so he's going to let it go. And I don't suppose Nick looks at it in a shame. And to be honest, he doesn't really tweet much. We'll always keep in touch with Nick with his booze. He's great for that. So yeah, it's getting a little bit noisy once again. And I'm just heading back to St Andrew's Square for the CityLink bus to take me back home. It's not worth bringing cars into Edinburgh. The train is very quick, 25-30 minutes, and we have a rail station in the hometown. But I'm a senior citizen, over 60-year-old, and I can have free travel anywhere in Scotland, or so long as it's a bus, an omnibus. And so I try to make good use of that. Problem was, it took with 50 minutes to come in here. It's one. I can actually go to Glasgow, which is further away, in less time than that on the CityLink bus. So anyway, yeah, Edinburgh's very noisy today. This is, I'm going to give you a little insight of what's happening actually, but why there's so much noise. They are literally tearing Edinburgh apart for these trams, these new tram system that's going to go in. And believe me, Edinburgh has been like this for how long now? And, you know, they're still digging and digging and digging. This isn't track laying at the moment. This is still ripping roads up. So all the roads are closed off. People are being diverted through crazy barrier systems. Basically, a long way around for a shortcut, as we say in Scotland, to get to where you want to go. I mean, you just can't cross roads now. I'm looking at a barrier here, and it must be about 200 metres long before you can actually get to cross the road again. And this is going to continue for a while. It's absolutely shocking. So anyway, I'm going morning now. I'm heading, facing north now, approaching St Andrew's Square bus station. I'm not far from it now. And I'm just passing the grass square. I can't remember the name of that. Oh, St Andrew's Square, of course it is. That's what we're thinking about. And straight in front of me is Open Views. Because the rest of Edinburgh dives downwards now at this point, I'm looking straight across. I can see the River Forth. I can see the hills on the Fife coastline, which is basically at the back of wee coastal places called Burnt Ireland, Kinghorn, and, well, almost Kirkcaldy at this point. And I'm just passing the Royal Bank of Scotland building, which is the worst bank in Scotland. I guess you didn't know. It is the worst, absolutely the worst bank in Scotland whatsoever, and it should be done away with. The Bank of Scotland's far superior. So, I'm just about to turn into the bus station, so what I'm going to do is just leave it at that. We're going to get quite noisy in the bus station, and the reception might go as well. And also, it'll give me the chance to take a nice wee photo of the view across the Forth from here to... Oh no, I can't do that, that's for Twitter. Oh yeah, I can. What are we thinking about? Mine's gone. I had a little meeting this morning and it was a hectic couple of hours. So I really need to get back and get refreshments and something to eat. So anyway, I'll leave it at that, folks. Just a little walk or talk through Edinburgh this morning. Let you know what I've been doing, who I've been listening to. I'm sorry if I missed anyone, I'm sure I probably did. But you know I listen to you all, so all good stuff. And look forward to getting through the rest of the day's booze. Bye for now, folks.